Audio 7.02. Speaker 1.
My biggest regret is from when I was 12 years old. I'd started playing football when I was 4, and by the time I was 7, I was really good. I think partly because I had older brothers. I learnt to be tough and competitive, and I also picked up their skills. We had a goal in the back garden and we used to play out there most days. So anyway, when I turned 12, I started attracting a bit of attention locally, you know, getting in the papers, that kind of thing. Within a few months, I was offered a trial at a professional academy, but I turned it down. At the time, there was a lot going on in my life, particularly at home. And I just wasn't mature enough to see the opportunity for what it was. I carried on playing for a few more years. Then, when I was 18, I decided to call it a day and got a regular job, which I've been doing ever since. When I look back, I wish I'd gone to the trial. Of course, there are no guarantees in sport, but I now think I should have gone to the trial, just to see if I was good enough.
Speaker 2.
So, I was really into acting when I was younger. My parents took me to the theatre when I was maybe 5 or 6, and I just fell in love with it and then started doing all of the school plays and everything. Then, when I was a teenager, I went to drama classes and my tutor said I could definitely make a career out of it. I thought she was pulling my leg, but she seemed convinced I had a real talent. Anyway, at the time, I was living in a small town in the north of England, and there just weren't that many opportunities for actors. You kind of had to be in London to get noticed and to be invited to auditions. And at that time, I didn't want to be so far away from my family. So I stayed at home. Then, when I was 18, I started working in an office and basically gave up acting. Sometimes I think, if only I'd kept going with it. Or maybe I should have moved to London. I suppose that's the one regret of my life.
Speaker 3.
When I was a teenager, I started a band with a group of friends. I was the lead singer and we played, like, heavy rock. I took it quite seriously and I even had a singing teacher for a while. Anyway, we used to do a lot of gigs in my hometown and we were becoming quite well known. We released one song that got some radio time and got us noticed, but it reached a point where I had to decide whether to stick with the band and try to make it, or quit and get an education. I was kind of on the fence about it, until my dad suggested I try and do both. I enrolled in college 3 hours away, and I went home to play with the band at weekends. But after a while, the travelling was too much and I felt the band wasn't really going anywhere, so I ended up leaving. Anyway, they replaced me with another singer and less than a year later they signed a recording contract with a big label. Now I wish I'd stayed with the band.